Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Hello.
Welcome to Punky Radio. I'm Tony Hearn.
My name's Bulby Edwards.
And this is the Bleach Boys.
Listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Bleach Boys and I Married a Lesbian Sex Commando. Now, that is from the EP they did, isn't it, called Taking the O Out of Country?
I believe so, yeah.
It is, yeah. And I'll explain why we played that in just a second. First of all, what is the Bleach Boys website?
Thebleachboys.co.uk.
It is indeed. It's Tony One. Poorly beaten, the internet nil, and this is the 10th anniversary show of Punky Radio.
It is.
Yes. So I thought it'd be nice to let you do the intro rather than me. And it's nice to know that after 10 years of me saying, well done, you found Punky Radio, you decided to say something else. Anyway, what we're doing this week, well, what for those of you listening the first time, what we normally do, we play 8 new songs that are hot off the press, brand new, out and about from all around the world, and then we play one in the middle that's from the vaults. So for our 10th anniversary show, we're doing it the other way around, which is why I got you to start the show. See what I did?
See.
Yeah. So we've got 8 songs that we played down the years on Punky Radio, and we've got one new song in the middle.
We're messing with people's heads.
I hope so.
Yeah.
So some of these songs you will have heard before. In fact, if you've been listening all the way through, and one or two of you have, then you'll have heard 8 out of 9 before, but you won't have heard the new one. And in classic Punky Radio style, we've got a brand new band that are off the sheet, mate. I can't wait for our first show. It's going to be brilliant. So how we've done the show this week is that you've picked 4 songs and I've picked 4 songs.
Yes.
That's right. So you've picked your 4 favourites.
Yep.
And I was very upset about that because one of them was one of my favourites as well. So you've picked 4 and I've picked 4. And I've actually done it in a rather stylish way, as you will see as we crack on. However.
Okay.
Still very important that although this is our 10th anniversary show and amazing, we deserve a pat on the back and awards and all sorts.
We do.
We do have a normal show to get on with, and I'm pleased to say we've got some additional material.
Nice.
So if you have a joke or a poem for us, please do email poorlyb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. And in classic 10th anniversary Punky Radio style, we've heard from Chantel, one of the original Canada-nada-nada-nada-nada-nans.
Blimey.
Dating back to the late noughties, when they were at school. And now they're adults. So anyway, here goes. Hi, Paul. It's been a while. Finally tuned back into Punky and planning to make it a regular weekly thing again. So glad that some of the standard things I loved about the show haven't changed in the last 4 years. Yeah, right, 4 years. Same old bed, same old intros, except for the weird lady intros. Those are weird. And King Kurt on the first episode I tuned into. Thanks for being consistent after all this time. Moved halfway around the world to live in the civilised side of the pond. She's moved to England, Tony.
Oh, she really?
Yeah, lives in West London. Managed to secure myself a half-decent teaching job in a school over here. Applying for my British citizenship and passport. You know, they don't really want to be Canada-nada.
Of course not.
Do they? And now finally managing to balance work and life. Now I just need to manage to get myself to some of these gigs Tony speaks of. Here's two comedy suburbs. A British man is visiting Australia. The man at customs asks him, do you have a criminal record? The British man replies, I didn't think you'd need one to get into Australia anymore. How topical with the Ashes. Well, we're nearly halfway through. It's time tomorrow. One all. Watch it, Australia. We're going to turn up with bats this time. Right, and here's the second joke and another one. Open brackets on the same line of jokes. Obviously, close brackets. A German man is travelling through Poland. The Polish border guards ask him, occupation? The German man replies, nine, just visiting. Until next week. The favourite, open brackets, obviously I haven't been replaced, how could you forget me? Close brackets, Canada, Arden, Arden, and Chantel. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I'm very happy about that. If you have a joke for us, please do email us with said joke in the way I described. Right, so how it's working, Tony, is we've done one of yours, and now we're going to do two of mine.
Okay.
And two of mine in a row. I'm not being selfish or anything. It's just how the show's panned out. You know, I like a bit of symmetry, don't I?
You do love a bit of symmetry, yeah.
I do like a bit of sympathy. I like a bit of sympathy. I
can't say it, but you like it.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. Now, first up, we got a band called The Rockets. And this is from an album called We Are The Rockets. And it came out in 2009, which was just after I saw the lead singer, Tony, depping on guitar or bass, can't remember which, for another band. On Sunset Strip in Los Angeles, Tony.
Oh, okay, nice.
And I would like to point out that Tony, as I understand it, is of Native American extraction, and the band are from the United States, because Punky Radio is all about playing international music. Fans and bands across the land, hands across the ocean, etc., etc. What is The Rockets' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Rockets.
And it is, and it's Rockets with a Z, or a Z if you're over there. Facebook.com/ T-H-E-R-O-C-K-E-T-Z or Z. Tony one, probably be an internet one. Stay tuned for Zombie and the Skeletones. This is Dig the Way I Roll.
Like the way I roll.
way schlocking.
Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And I think at this point we should say thanks very much to Jeff Ugly Shoes from the Cemetery Surfers for helping us so much in those early years.
Yeah, he was a big contributor at least the first 2 or 3 years, wasn't he?
Yep, that's right. Yeah. And I even went as far as to meet him in Columbus, Mississippi, where we shared a quite disastrous karaoke evening and a bottle of Jack Daniels. Did you meet him as well?
No, I stayed in Chicago, didn't I? And then you went to...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I can't remember how you got there. Did you fly?
Did you get a guitar off him?
No, he gave you a guitar to give to me, but I think you says, fuck Tony, he'll come get it himself, I think.
Yeah, and you never did.
Nah.
Anyway, hello, Jeff. That was Zombino and the Skeletones, which I thought was from their first ever single and one of the first tunes we ever played when we had that radio show on Pantsfield 10 O'Cock called Punk and Disorderly. Mm. And we played a couple of tracks of it off there. This was actually the first single I ever got sent through as a radio DJ. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
I thought it was the first single they'd ever brought out, but I'm looking at the little letters down the bottom of the back of this here CD single. It was handwritten on the CD itself. It says Ecto 2. So I wonder whether there's a super rare originals on Beano and the Skeletones recording that we don't have, and I will be getting in touch with them to find out whether there was an earlier recording of this. But anyway, what you just heard was the third track on that EP, which the EP was I Was a Human Bomb for the FBI, and that track was called Punk Rock Vampires Destroy. Zombino and the Skeletones continue to be brilliant, have a number of side projects, and are from Merseyside, Tony. Hmm. So I started off in the States and then I went to England. See what I've done? I'm working my way around the world, hands across the ocean. So what is Zombino and the Skeletones' website?
Zombino.de?
No, not anymore. Oh. Zombinoandtheskeletones.blogspot.co.uk. Call me an instant to Tony One. I've also had the pleasure to have Zombino on my knee.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. When I went to see them at the Dirty Water Club at the Boston Arms, again, 2010, maybe.
Blimey.
Anyway, fantastic band, really nice people. Used to wear bad shoes, but they've sorted that out. Right, and they've got loads more stuff out as well. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant, that means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
I will never tire of that. And thank you very much to the other Paulie B and his lovely wife, Katie Boyle, for creating that.
Thank you very much.
A lot of thanks this week.
It is. Beautiful thing. Yes, thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do drop by and leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Leave us a comment, like the page, give us a follow, whatever. Just get in touch. Maybe leave us a cheeky congratulations on doing this for 10 years message.
We should have done it up front, but we didn't, did we? We forgot.
No, yeah, we... Yeah, we were all the time travel. I think in last episode we got a bit confused.
Very, very confusing. So feel free to thank us for all of our hard, unpaid work over the last decade.
Exactly.
Yeah.
515 shows out of 520 weeks. That's what I'm saying.
It's not bad, is it?
Not bad. Compared to other podcasts. Anyway.
All other podcasts.
three comments this week in response to last week's show. First up, Nez Corey, who says...
Hello, Nez.
Thank you very much for consistently leaving his comments every week and getting in touch in general. He says, another fab show, entertaining and educational.
This infotainment, week, Tony.
It is. This week I learned I'm a middle-class cunt-loving red-eyed Jedi. He's not wrong. He's not wrong. Thank you very much, Nez, for getting in touch.
You'll have to listen to last week's show to understand what that means.
Yeah. John Ashton, Fat Boy, has been in touch.
Hello, Fat Boy. And he again, top listener, even bought the T-shirt.
Came to the blog party, and that'll be 2007.
Clearly delusional.
Yeah, long-time listener. He says, nearly nominated Manly for his fashion faux pas.
Socks and sandals, Tony, socks and sandals.
Apparently so. Stuffy and warm. But anyway, thanks for...
He looks an idiot. You look like Staffordshire carer.
No, it's not far off, is it?
Well, that is very close to the truth anyway, though.
And finally, Jen Glenn Crisan's been in touch.
Hello, but which one is it? Let's find out.
Is it Glenn? He or she says, got it, love it. I'm going to say he's got it, she loves it. Thank you very much, Jen Glenn, for getting in touch.
You can't say that.
10 years, I can't even say it now.
Fair enough.
Yes, that's it. That's it for Facebook.
Well, in that case, that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
Yep, never tired of that.
Excellent.
Right then, so next song's from you, Tony. You going to introduce it?
Yes.
Well, actually, and then we'll do the website afterwards. You can just introduce it, just go for it.
Okay.
Now, do you know what album it's from?
I think this is from Lesbian Avenue. It's a band called...
It is.
Is it? Yeah, brilliant. This is 3CR and What a Fucking Carry On.
Shut your face. Frying tonight.
You're listening to 50-foot combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was 3CR on a delightful little track featuring some of the cast from the Carry On films. Or were they? Was it Boggy doing it? Who knows?
I think
anyway.
He did it, yeah.
Do you think he did it?
I've seen it live and he did it then.
Yeah. Yeah, obviously in Rival, fantastic, aren't they? Really. Yeah. Might be playing Rebellion this year. You can find out more by going to their Facebook page, Tony, which is...
Facebook.com/3CRband?
No, facebook.com/3CRpunk. Unlucky, it's the numeric 3. And CR, as discussed, means cornered rug. Three-cornered rug. And we all know what one of those is, don't we, Tony?
It's a growler.
It is indeed. You've got the range. Do you know what? I'm celebrating this week, Tony. I'm having a glass of fine wine.
Oh, how fine is it?
It's a Roque de Lussac Saint-Emilion 2012.
Ah, it's a good year.
Yeah, and I think when I bought it, it had string on. I mean, it's good, doesn't it?
It does. That
it's got string
that's
on
how you
that.
Tell.
Yeah, that's how I tell. If you've got string on it, it's a good one. So, probably being the Internet 3, Tony 1. Ha, unlucky. Did you do anything last week?
I went out actually. It turns out Saturday night was the 15th anniversary of it's all anniversaries at the moment. The 15 years of Unit 5, which is where we it's tied into punk as well. We used to record there after.
That's where we recorded our award-winning shows.
It is, and I practiced there with all my bands. He's been going 15 years and popped in to see him in Mansfield on Saturday night. And then met up with
it's
all
still,
the old
it's
faces.
It's still up by Creepy Steve, is it?
Yeah.
Uncle, is it? No, what do they call it? Uncle Steve. You call him Uncle Steve?
Uncle Weeto.
Uncle Weto, that's right, yeah. Sorry, Uncle Weto. I didn't mean to call you Creepy Steve.
But yeah, so it was good to catch up with everyone. So I got out of the house. What did you get up to?
I went on holiday time.
You did? Of course
I went on holiday. I stayed in my mum and dad's caravan, which is in a small seaside resort outside of Bournemouth. And I drove down there, brilliant drive down. Absolutely great, no traffic, got down there straight away, drove in the park, went over a speed bump, and the car just went bang, like that, and I bust the front driver's side suspension spring. So the next day, I spent £172 on my car. That's how I started my holiday. It was downhill from there, the weather was shite. I went to Worth McTravers one day to see my mate DJ Dave, and left my hat there. Didn't have a great... I mean, I had a good time, but... You know, it was all that. It's one of those things. Went to play air hockey, put 50p in the machine. This is in the caravan park we're on. Went to play air hockey, put the 50p in the machine. Did it work? No, sir. Spoke to an assistant girl type person. Said, listen, we put a 50p in the machine. She went, that's bad luck, innit? I went, yeah. I said, do you think we'll get it back? She went, nah. Just walked off.
Nice.
Cheers. It was like that all week, really. Had tremendous fish and chips on Hensbury Head because I'm not getting any young. Right. Got a little boat out there. So yeah, so I was on holiday last week, which is why everything was a bit weird and a bit time travelling.
Yeah, it was all fine though.
Yeah, but it was fun, and we did get some good weather towards the end of the week. So I did. I can't say I got a bit of colour, but I'm not. I don't look less healthy than when I went. Would that be fair? That would be fair.
Yeah, good. I think
that's fair. I think
yes.
Right. Anyway, I'm going to crack on with our one new song this week that's normally in a feature that we call From the Vaults when we play one from the past. Play a new band. A band called Los Bengala. And to my shame, I haven't done the research I should have done about this band. I think they're Spanish. I think they're Hispanic anyway. I think they're Spanish. They've come via Dirty Water Records, one of the many labels that have helped us over the last decade and sending us some great stuff. They've continued to do so. Now, once again, Tony, you'll see a pattern developing here where I know this is the only one of the normal songs, but I've picked a band from overseas. That's what I've gone for there. And absolutely brilliant, minimalist garage punk, two-piece band, just drums and guitar, but don't they make a noise? Yes, they do, sir. This is from their new album, which is, I think it's out now. It's certainly going to be out very soon. What is Los Bengala's Bandcamp page?
losbengala.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed. Tony 2, Paulie B in the Internet 3. This is as catchy as ever. This is Máquina Infernal.
Chicken,
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I was very happy to meet Pip from Guana Bats in an interview a few years ago and said to him, what's the deal with us playing your stuff on our show? He went, we all own it. Play whatever you like. I went, that's the correct answer. Thanks.
Excellent.
So we played a lot of Guana Bats tracks down the years. We went through a phase of just going through all four of their first albums, and then we've settled into playing three instrumentals in the beds that you're listening to. Right now, that was indeed Lost Bengala. You'll be hearing more from them in future weeks. They're great. I'd like to see them live. Really, really good. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. Yes, another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar. If Chantal's listening, it's 203 Holloway Road. Do check it out.
Yeah, get to one.
Yes, definitely do. This Friday, the last day of July, The Skeptics, Anger Flares and Split Veins. Mm-mm. Sounds nice. How much do you think?
Sounds a bit folky.
Yeah.
£6.
It is £6.
Nice.
Saturday night, the 1st of August, Diction, Bun Dem Out, My Turn, Proven, Spit It Out and HTH. So Ruction Records night.
Going to be heavy.
It will be.
You know what? I'm going to push the bow out here and I'm going to go £6.
It is £6.
Nice.
Sunday's an open mic, but Monday night, the 3rd of August, Choking Susan and Sick on the Bus.
Ooh.
It's a pre-rebellion warm-up gig.
It is.
And it's a Monday.
I was hoping for a classic 666 here, but I don't think I'm going to get it.
Okay.
I'm going to go £5.
£3.
Ah, bargain. Choking Susan, Stick on the Bus, two classic punk bands that will be at Rebellion the week after. Make sure you get along if you can. That means it was 663 across the road and one down from the Beast. Might be on first name terms, might have had a look through the kitchen window, might have even had some hellhound poo on the front garden from time to time. One if you went over to have a word, or just let it go. I reckon he probably let it go. All right, so that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar
Anniversary Special.
Yay!
10th anniversary, mate. Do you know, I'm proud of us.
I am.
I don't care if no one else listens to this. I don't care if no one is it. We've put the work in over the years to try and make this a great big thing, and what we've done, we've made it a great small thing.
I think it's a regular small thing. So that's...
Speaking of great small things, Tony.
Yes.
Why don't you introduce the next band?
we've played these a few times before. This song, I've not been able to get this song out of my head for the past 5 years, I think, whenever we first played it. This is the Newtown Centres. This is Sir Lancelot.
Dance a lot. I like to dance, dance, dance when the music dance a lot, I'm so dance a lot. Oh, I'm a lady, baby, I'm so dance a lot. I move my hips and my heels and my hands a lot. I've got a supper lover and my soul's a hot. I'm so dance a lot, I'm so dance a lot. Oh, Dave, man, chill, you'll get your reports next week. Don't be alarmed, but I've hit a heroic streak. You wanna know your month end sales for your revenue, but I'm gonna have to lock down to Electric Avenue.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm a radio, I'm so dance a lot. To dance, dance, dance when the music's hot. I even dance, dance, dance when the music's not. I'm so dance a lot, I'm so dance a lot. Oh, I'm a weedy, I'm so dance a lot. I move my hips and my heels and my hands a lot. I've got a supple upper and my soles are hot. I'm so dance a lot, I'm so dance a lot. Oh, wow.
Listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Rich Morton, of course, is a musical stand-up comic who I know very well and has brought out two albums around the concept of the theme that never was, whereby he writes the theme tunes of imaginary shows that didn't happen in the late 60s. He's a nutter, in other words. That was To Dance Lot. Newtown's absolutely brilliant, catchy as hell. Not your classic punky radio fodder, but we just like it so much. We play it from time to time, don't we?
We do. It's just one of them songs that won't go away.
They're from North Hertfordshire, Tony.
They are.
So they're another English band you've chosen there.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And they still gig from time to time around here, and they're working on a new double album, I discovered when I visited their Facebook page. But I don't want to know about their Facebook page, Tony. What's their website?
Newtowncentres.com.
It is, and there's not a lot on it. But no. I think there will be. But do check out newtowncentres.com. You can get redirected to Facebook from there, etc. That is, what, Tony 3 probably been, isn't it, 3?
I think it's 3-3, yeah.
It is, it's 3-all. Perfect. Are you doing anything this week?
No, my tenants, I think, are finally out of my house. So I'll be reclaiming that.
Right.
With glee, but I'll have to wait a few more days for that. This weekend, going to see some old friends, actually, I haven't seen in a few years, down somewhere around Gatwick.
Wow.
Apart from that, no.
Feel free to pop in on the way downtown.
We'll go on a very early Saturday morning. I don't want to wake you up.
No, yeah, but you won't be at mine early Saturday morning. You'll be leaving early Saturday morning. You'll be at mine later Saturday morning. I just see, anyway. If you fancy popping in, you're welcome.
Okay. Thank you. What are you two?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would just like to say that the Newtown Centres don't believe that us and our listeners like this song as much as we say.
Really?
Yeah, they never believe it. They just go, yeah, whatever, he's making it up. We go, no, we're not. The Newtown Centres have been a big part of Punky Radio's life, haven't they?
They have, yeah.
That would be fair to say. Maybe not in recent years, because they haven't brought anything out, but when this double album comes out, we'll be playing them again. I've got a big gig this Saturday, Tony.
Okay.
Saturday, August the 1st, in Woodside Hall in Hitchin, I've got Richard Herring and Ninya Benjamin performing with me at my Last Minute Comedy Club. It's a Saturday summer special. It's going to be brilliant. You can find out more about it, lastminutecomedy.com. I am basically planning my whole weekend around that show and hoping as many people come as possible. Look, fingers crossed for a sellout, but I'm just hoping it's really busy because it's going to be a terrific show. If you've ever been before, you're listening and you live in the area, make sure you get down. Rel, Tony. I am now going to play two more songs in a row.
Excellent.
And first up, I'm going to play something. And you know what? I'm going to dedicate this song to someone. I'm going to dedicate it to Kenzie in Arizona, whose mum I knew in a previous life.
Okay.
And Kenzie has just gone a bit punk rock and she's dyed her hair this sort of bluey-greeny colour. And she was threatening to listen to this punky radio, so I thought I'd surprise her by mentioning her on it. See, fair enough, wouldn't it?
Excellent.
And what better song to introduce her to than, because I unite fans and bands across the land, Tony, I thought I'd take some marching band ska punk from Japan.
Right.
One of my favourite ever songs, in fact. This came via Japan Files, people that we used to feature quite a lot of alternative Japanese music, and then Japan changed their copyright laws and we were no longer allowed to play any of it, unfortunately. Which, if you were wondering, we've already stopped, but up until that point, played all sorts of bands, including Asakusa Jinja, who have played Glastonbury, apparently, and I would very much like to see them live one day, if they're still about. You can find out more about them by their website, which is...
AsakusaJinja.jp?
No, AsakusaJinja.com. However, at probably the internet for Tony Fleet, however, you'd be well... You'd do well to speak Japanese so you can understand it, because it's not... You don't... Basically, you can type in AsakusaJinja.com and get sent there, and it'll say, do you want to translate the page? And when you do, it's really funny. Anyway, this is one of the most ridiculous songs I've ever heard. It's 100 miles an hour of pure fun and finishes with a car horn honk. This is Ride and Bend.
ダメだね現実元気元気限界一切が才能見込みお前も一人前だ頑張るよって応援なんだか若いうちの手が本能心の最高ランダーサッカー一歩って遠いも慣れませんそれでいいわけないだろさあ飛び出すぜさあ乗るぞ咲くべきなのさそれんでいい人生ロックならもうないせいで
ひさなことのと計算逆算一二三っていろんな後押しずらすにゃ仕事なくちゃいけません負けるね一さあなたです勝ち組負け組よろしくみ僕どこにもなりませんってそれでいいわけないだろさあ飛び出すぜさあ乗るそぶ咲くべきなのさそれ運命人生楽なら悪もないせいで
ここらで一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒あっ一粒
みんなさあ飛び出すぜさあ乗るソルさあ飛び出すぜさあ乗るソル人生ロックなら苦もないせいで泣くのが嫌ならいざいざバックスピンポン
heard.
Got no money to pay my child while I'm walking down the street. I got a friend who owns the sun. I know we can't pick up the deal. All yours. Connected, well connected, well connected, well connected with the world.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
The Planet Smashers that we saw at Junction 7 in Nottingham.
We did.
We did indeed. A band, a sort of ska reggae band, I'd say, from Canada. Very big in Canada. Not that well known outside of Canada, which is a shame, because it was such a good band down the years. And we did speak to another ska punk band a few months ago who did reliably inform us that Planet Smashers were still going and doing well, and hello to Matt Leasing.
Yeah, we saw them late 2006 and it was a good crowd.
It was in the old Junction 7,
which yeah, really not there anymore.
But they thought we were bigger than we were, didn't they? And they kept mentioning us and knowing who we were in the crowd. Anyway, that's them. And what you've just heard is Sweatmaster. Now, and a track called Well Connected off their first album. It was one of their first singles as well. I think Sweatmaster's first single was I Am a Demon and I Love Rock and Roll. This was a follow-up. Well Connected was absolutely love it. Very short, very fast, very brilliant. Rocks out. Never got bored of it. But listen to it now for the best part of 10 years' time.
Obviously, not the first one I'd heard of by them. But
No, that's because we started getting sent stuff from Bad Afro Records. To coincide with their second album release.
Right.
But then this was one that was revisited. You know, I'm getting technical on it. I remember all this stuff. Can't remember what I did last week, but all this stuff from years ago is there.
Oh, right. I still remember the first time I played them on the radio. With the kiosk.
Kiosk!
Yeah. Kiosk!
So, for a very short while in the Mansfield area, lots of people were walking around town just shouting randomly, kiosk! Sweatmaster and no more, Tony. They do still have a Facebook page. What is it?
Facebook.com/Sweatmaster.
It is. It's Tony Four Poilevin, isn't it? Four. Wow, this is going to be a big finish, isn't it, Tony?
Excellent.
And, when Sweatmaster split up 3 or 4 years ago, we did a Sweatmaster special. Mm. When we dedicated a whole show to them, didn't we? And terrific live. Where did I see them? I saw them in Haarlem, in Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Just outside of Amsterdam with Hamboy Always Looking and the ex-wife. And we had a terrific night. And we saw Wowie Los Args that night as well. And I very nearly played a Wowie Los Args track as well this week. But I thought, you know what? I'm always playing them. So we'll play a Sweatmaster one instead. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Well, that's ruined my anniversary parade.
Hasn't it just?
What are you going to
give up? I saw a film.
Oh, brilliant. Does that mean you get the chance to sing the theme tune to your movie review?
It'll change every week.
Explain the twat first and then the song.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, if you were a twat to nominate, do email me. Maybe we can start the next 10 years with a twat. I just want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's fairly simple. All emails to tony@punkyradio.com or twats received with thanks. Every twat replied to.
I'm very concerned, Tony, that you said the next 10 years. I don't remember us having that discussion.
No, that's
we're just
point.
Doing this forever.
Wow.
Might
well,
as well,
like. Well, we've ended one 10-year block.
Yeah, all right. Let's see.
It's 10 years and a day, by the way. It's the 27th of July we did it, and 28th today.
Wow. That's really quite spectacularly weird.
Isn't it just?
That you know that. Right. Come on, then.
I'm a numbers man.
Down is movie review, boy.
Something like that.
You're so creative.
So, yeah, well, I don't think I talked about this week, but I did go to see Jurassic Park. No, Jurassic World.
Right.
Jurassic Park. We went to the showcase in Nottingham to see that. It's got the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy in it, Chris Pratt.
What, in Showcase?
Yeah, yeah, he just let us in.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. But in the film, he was also in that. Ron Howard's daughter is in it. It's good. It's kind of more like if you watch Jurassic Park, the first one, don't watch the second one, don't watch the third one. This is more like what Jurassic Park 2 should have been.
Totally controversial.
It's set on the same island, but they say Jurassic Park 1 happened, and then they created a new park on the same island, and the park's been open, and it's successful, there's people going, they've got lots of attractions, people are a bit bored of it now, so they keep trying to up the ante and bring out new and better dinosaurs. And they created one. They created a really mean-looking dinosaur. And it all goes wrong, apparently. Funnily enough, it gets out.
That can't be a good idea, can it?
Nah.
Let's create a really dodgy dinosaur.
Really, really fierce one. It escapes, and as you can imagine. And after that, it is a little bit... It's quite standard. You know what's coming. You know it's going to get out. You know it's going to kill people. You know it's going to be spooks and scares. But I really enjoyed it.
Is there a big eye in it?
Is there a big eye in it?
Yeah.
No.
When they look around and a big eye.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few eyes.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, of course there is.
Yeah, of course there is. Yeah, there's lots of things like that. But it's really enjoyable. It's a bit predictable because it has to be. It's Jurassic Park, isn't it? But it's really good. It's got a great ending.
Right.
Well worth seeing. Highly recommend it.
Tony, is this technically the fourth one?
It's technically the fourth one, yeah.
So if they bring another one out, it'll be Jurassic 5.
Yeah.
They've got the soundtrack ready for it.
There you go. Yeah.
So you liked it?
I really enjoyed it. Steph wasn't too sure because it was a bit predictable, but for the ending alone, which was just joyous, it's really good. Go watch it.
All right. Yeah. Well, so that concludes
Tony's movie review. Hey.
Now we're both gonna have to talk about this last song this week, Tony.
Yeah.
So I will let you introduce, obviously you can introduce it, but I do just want to say, this is a band called Wonk Unit. Let's do the website right now. What's Wonk Unit's website?
Wonkunit.com.
It is.
Yeah.
It's Tony 5, 40 Minute Internet 4, the 10th anniversary show. Not only have you introduced it, you've only gone one.
Excellent.
Amazing. Wonk Unit and Alex, they've been around for donkey's years, and Alex has been in various different bands. They were also one of the first bands we ever played on Punky Radio. And the song that you've picked was a song that I was going to pick myself, and I think it absolutely sums up everything about Punky Radio, in that it's got pathos, it's catchy as hell, it's got a great chorus, it's just an absolutely brilliant song. Everything we've tried to do and tried to push around the world down the years. And interestingly, Tony, it's also an English band, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which means every band you've chosen this week on this international podcast is English. Do you know why I think that is?
Why is that?
You're racist.
Yeah, I noticed that. Actually, they're really not that far from you. There's at least two that are very, very local to you. And the other two probably aren't that far away.
Yeah, London-based.
Well, London-based, isn't it?
London-based, yeah. Absolutely brilliant band. Do you want to explain why you've picked this tune,
Tom? I picked this because this is, as I say, one of the songs that when we first heard it, first played it, it was delivered in a handwritten sleeve, and we played it, and it was just instantly great. And we played it a couple of times. We and then off the back of this, we got them to play Block Party 7 or 6.
Oh, we did, yeah, of course.
and the song never it never got boring, and I played it consistently throughout the years, just I'd revisit it, and it's just a great song.
So it is just a great song.
When I think of 10 years of Punky, I do think of this.
Right,
so are
we
ready?
I can't argue with that, Tone.
No.
You know what? I'm going to let you introduce it. Go for it, my friend.
So this is Wonk Unit and Kathy.
I woke up to the fact that you fucked me around all those years ago. Miss fucking student jeweler, walk all over this young buck in love. Would have done anything, everything's wonderful, even your diseases. Waltz another one. Humiliation and turnpike lane. You know what I mean. Power trips, I win control. What was I, your wanking boy? Out of reach, you like to taste me. Kathy. Little miss liberal daddy in politics. So fix me, I sometimes wonder if you're still alive. Little miss liberal daddy in politics. So fix me, I sometimes wonder if you're still alive. You're still alive. Whoa, cafe. Whoa, cafe. Whoa, cafe. Whoa, cafe. Do you remember me? Character, your donkey. To be near you, but not close enough. I thought I was tough. Actually, I was, and you weren't a grown up. Actually, I was, and you weren't a grown up. Yeah, 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 yeah. Little miss liberal daddy in politics. So fix me, I sometimes wonder if you're still alive. Little miss liberal daddy in politics. So fix me, I wonder if you're still alive. You're still alive. You're still alive. You're still alive.
Oh, hey. In a cabin down by a canyon.
That was Wonk Unit and Kathy, I've got to say. It's actually one of my favourite songs ever as well. What I noticed, Tony, was all the tracks you picked this week, not only are they all by English bands, that's making you a racist, but they're also...
Yeah.
But also, they all had either swear words in them or sexual themes, Tony.
There you go.
Something none of mine did. Now, what do we think about that, Tony? We think that not only are you a racist, but you're also a pervert. Is there anyone you'd like to thank before the end of this 10th anniversary show this week?
Well, I'd like to thank Bobby, yourself, actually. You know, for without you, this show wouldn't be there. You pick the music every week, and we did at the back of the radio show. So, thanks for having me on the board.
Right. Well, I think you can go fuck yourself. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, poog! Oh, poog!
Oh!